Hare Krishna. Sama Om Shukraya Krishna Prasaya Dutra Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pucharini Nirvishesha Sandhivari Pashchatyave Shukrani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Bhavasivasari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thinking about Srila Prabhupada's appearance, I remembered my visit to his birthplace in Calcutta. I had been in Mayapur, and as agreed or arranged, I met the Holiness Radhanath Swami in Calcutta, and we had planned to make a pilgrimage to different places associated with Srila Prabhupada, beginning with his birthplace. Fortunately, ISKCON has acquired the ancestral property that belonged to Srila Prabhupada's family, and so we went there with Adhavit Das, a disciple of Tamakrishna Swami in Calcutta, and we saw the home that used to belong to Srila Prabhupada's family. Then, as we were returning to our vehicles, Agavit said, come ahead from the group. So we went ahead from the group. And he said, I'm going to tell you something very confidential. You cannot tell anyone else. Okay? So, he said, actually, the jackfruit tree in that courtyard, that's not the jackfruit tree where he was born. It's actually next door. But we don't want the people who want that property to know that that's the jackfruit tree. Otherwise, they'll know that you want to buy it to no raise the price. So you can't say anything. You'll just walk by it. And, I'll indicate which one it is, but don't show any. So we turned into this little alleyway, and a very simple, sort of primitive, the atmosphere with children sort of half naked running around and playing. And as soon as we got a little down that alleyway, the children started rushing up to us and said, come on, Jesse! Come on, Jesse! And a lady, probably the mother of something, once she pulled out that Gucci, somebody saw it, and, It was a very sweet experience, and Maharaj and I had our pictures taken together there, and we took like some leaves and twigs that had fallen from under the tree as mementos, And it was a very, what was so sweet is that at that moment, I mean, in one sense, we're always disciples, but sometimes we have different functions in relation to other people. But at that moment, we had no other function except to be disciples. And it was so relishable, like brothers of the same father. I did not have an ordinary father, but mostly father. And also, that way down the street was a temple with a lot of Krishna deities, in which Srila Prabhupada's mother and her family used to worship. And I could just imagine how she must have prayed to those deities for Srila Prabhupada, you know, before he was born, and then afterwards, and then how she would have brought him before the deities in her arms to ask for their blessings upon him. And it made me think of so many mothers who come to our temples to pray to our deities, you know, before conception, after conception, before birth, after birth. And what a, how precious those souls are. They can become servants of Srila Prabhupada and Radha Madan Mohan and Sri Chaitanya Mohan. And we also took some dust from that place of Prabhupada's verses right now. Lord Chaitanya did the same thing when he visited the birthplace of his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. It's described he gathered up dust and put it in his crop, and every day he would eat. So, I think of Srila Prabhupada's gifts, so many gifts, the holy name, the Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, the temples and deities. But I'm also thinking now of the Association of Devotees, and especially close friends. The association of peers is so important. One devotee commented that when you're in a position of being a superior to others, you have to be on good behavior because you have to set the right example. You have to say the right things. And when you're with superiors, you also have to be on good behavior because you're in front of a superior. You have to be at your best and say the right things. So, with whom can you actually reveal your mind? Your doubts, your questions, your confusions, your misgivings. That's with peers. I mean, there can be an element of friendship with superior support, but it's mainly with peers. And that friendship is so precious, so precious. And I don't remember the exactly, but I remember I was in Boston. I was a very good devotee. And we would hear stories in Los Angeles. You know, Los Angeles was Prabhupada's headquarters. And someone told a story about Tamal Krishna Swami and Vishnu John Swami, how Tamal Krishna Swami had said, you know, there's nothing I wouldn't do for Vishnu John Swami. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. That was our move in relation to Srila Prabhupada. But I never thought that that's something that we have with each other. Mm-hmm. And I was struck by it. I had no realization of it. It was too new, but I was struck by it. And now over the years, especially for me, having had more personal association with Srila Prabhupada, that loss is, I wouldn't say replaced by the association of dear God and others, but it's that gap is filled to a large extent by that association. And again, as Mahatma Krishna Goswami said, that Srila Prabhupada showed us everything. Saturday is a nice way of speaking about example and precept. It's such a perfect, powerful combination. And Tamal Krishna Goswami said, Srila Prabhupada taught us everything by his example. You know, he taught us how to live, and at that stage it was in his last days in Vrindavan, and he's teaching us how to die. But he said, there's one thing that Srila Prabhupada didn't teach us, and that was how to relate with God brothers, because none of his God brothers joined him, or he even really cooperated with him. And he said, that is something that we will have to learn how to do. And it's really been, you know, one of the most thrilling developments of my attempts in devotional service to develop those relationships with God brothers and God sisters, and especially in Srila Prabhupada's absence. And that is an example that we control. We didn't have that example from Srila Prabhupada in different circumstances, but that's an example that we can show, and that will be part of the legacy through us to future generations. In the last year, I had the good fortune of spending time with many God brothers. One of the main reasons I come here is to associate with Vice Station and Prabhu, Karanath Prabhu. I don't have so much personal interaction with such a thing, but I was very moved by this kirtan last night. I'm sitting here, he's saying that the old melody of Prabhupada, and that's a fast part we have there, and that's one of the highlights and the love there today. But somehow in the last, I'm not sure, I think like for 5 of the last 6 months I've been with His Holiness the Kapu Jaswami, and others also. And when he mentioned that he was going to donate a tile on $1 million wall in my name, I mean, I was very touched by that, but I thought, well, I don't want to be there without the type of this song. Yeah, so you can, I'll give you my credit card details. but yes, this is so important, and I think that, you know, this issue of, I mean, that was pretty sobering, like, you know, how bad how you this is gonna be, and don't mean your substitute is gonna be bad. But once I was just talking to this one night about dying, and he said that if you could have the same opportunity in the next life that he has now, to chant the holy name and associate with dear brothers. And he said that he worked very hard for many years to develop those relationships that he has with his godbrothers. He said if he can have that in his next life, he doesn't mind taking birth again. And that was a very powerful statement, and that was also virtue in its basic instruction to chant all the names and serve the Vaishnavas. And it's enough. That's all in the context of preaching, as we would like that to know. And that way, family extends. So, I was thinking of Keshav Vaidyanathan's love is so profound and clear and relevant, and the Jesu Tikva Buddhist is also that speaking. How Lord Chaitanya said that because of that sense of pure devotion in the writings of Guru Khan, everyone in his village is dear to him. Even the dogs in his village are dear to him. So by extension, I was thinking, I mean, Prabhupada's books are certainly permeated by that center of pure devotion. And we are like, this is like Prabhupada's village. Like Shiva said, this is the Sampradaya, this is Shiva Prabhupada's village. So that means that everyone in this village, because of our connection with Shiva Prabhupada, is here to see Jayakunda. Even the dogs. And that especially gave me hope. So I am so happy to be part of this village with all of you, and I pray to remain in this village eternally, whether in this world or the other world. Thank you very much.
Thank you.